we mentioned in the very beginning that there are things that we were moyes in, and until we're not going to be mishtekek fit, we're not going to see some bracha. It doesn't say that Israel is one of them, but in the pasuk, Vayimasu Beretz Chemda, try to understand what was the most Neretz Chemda, and we need the shteikikus to bring us back there again. The piyut of Rabbi Alevi, the piyut of Rabbi Alevi, are enkidug masam in their shteikus for Israel. It's something that our door, unfortunately, doesn't have it. Like all the paradoxes, we do have the ability to go to Eretz Yisrael in a way we never had before, to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the tshuka that filled the yid we don't have it. The Panevich Rav, someone asked him an eitzah about living in Eretz Yisrael. Panevich Rav is a big pikeach, big bal eitzah. And the Rav said, tut ma toive, und frag mir die Kinder eitzahs wegen Eretz Yisrael. Do me a favor, don't ask me eitzah about Yisrael, weil ich bin a verschicketer. I'm drunk with Avos Eretz Yisrael, and you're not going to get me for an eitzah that comes from reason. It was a Panevich Rav and his melitza, but my father would tell me my grandmother's Chanei Vracha was a very fine, she was big tzadekis, a good person, but she was one of Litvish Yidentum. And she, they ask her, Chayentke, how are you? And she said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Kein Zach Felt, nothing's missing. One thing, though, if only I could see Eretz Yisrael once before I pass away. That type of sense of keshet Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, it's not. We don't have it. Our nesenis are different, and we're missing it. But the problem is to try to put a finger. What is it? So what am I missing when I'm missing Eretz Yisrael? What's lacking? And Rabbi Alevi, in language that's incomparable, says it's the place of where what I'm yearning for is there. Sham Ashkina Shchunalach. Over there, that's where Shchina is. V'yitzreich Pasach l'mul Shari Shachak Shorayich. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up its gates, l'umas, the gates of Shemayim. U'chvoid Hashem levad hayim o'erech. And Kvoid Hashem alone is what you need to illuminate you. In other words, a person can live on ruchnius. It's the place where the sense of closeness to ruchnius and the exclusivity of ruchnius is the sharpest. He says, "Efchal enafshe d'shtapich." I want to have a shvichas hanefesh. I want to pour my soul out. B'mokam asher ruach alekim shvuch al b'chirayich, where Kadosh Baruch Hu poured kaviyochel his soul out on his anointed. In other words, where Kadosh Baruch Hu pours out for Ruach Ochsa, like we saw before, Ruach Ochsa, Zechariah ben Yehuda, where Kadosh Baruch Hu pours out kaviyochel his diburim, is where I want to pour out my diburim to him. This is the place. At Beis Melucha, at Kisei Kvoid Kael, this is the makom from where Mishpat Hashem emanates from. And he says, Chaye neshamis avir artzich. The ear in Eretz Yisrael is a lifeline for a neshama. And so on. The sense of wanting to be in a place that so much has such a close sense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so much ruchnis in it, is what Eretz Yisrael is. And he mentions here something which, at first glance, we don't think we need it, but I think it's, he has, towards the end, he says, Shinar Upasrois. Shinar Upasrois above the Mitzrayim. Those were the two mighty empires, the two most developed countries. The Hayarchuch Begdulam, Begodlam. Can you even compare to the greatness of Eretz Yisrael? Vim Hevlon Yidamu L'Tumayi V'Rayich. And does their nonsense, does their avodah zarah come close to Urim V'Tumim? I want to explain this I want to preface it with a bittersweet joke, sort of remark. And there was an old Yidden, a guy who went through the war and became a successful businessman. And he was talking to a young fellow who grew up yeshivish, but very with it, cool kind of man of the world. Kind of a cold boy, very, a really funny person. I don't know. And this older man who went through it all and came from the Haim and is successful in business and does well in his ways, rich, turns to this younger fellow and says, Shleimele. He says, let me tell you the difference between me and you. He says, you know, I've gotten into Gashmias. When Mashiach comes, I'm not going to be in a good position. So I'm going to tell Mashiach, you know, give me a few weeks. I have to sell the business, liquidate the stocks, take care of this, that, and then I'm ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's what I'm going to say. You, Shlomo, said, Mashiach's going to come, you're going to tell him, Herzog Surah Mashiach. With all due respect, Yerushalayim is a third world country. You belong in Manhattan. We'll buy you a retreat in Yerushalayim. You'll have a nice place there. But, I mean, the better people live on the Upper East Side. That's where they live. That's where the pride of Klal Yisrael demands that. It's you know, it was a cutesy kind of thing. But there was a very, very sharp point to it. This person actually does live in Manhattan. And the chashivas that we have for the glitter and the gold and the majestic, and it's overwhelming. It is overwhelming. It's overwhelming to walk and to say, wow, it is extraordinary. But then a person needs to say and think, what is this wow? It's an island of 10 million people that have built Migdolim Ara Shamayim to manufacture more what? Where's everybody going to stop the person on the street and tell him, ask him, where are you headed to? Where are you going to? They do it all the time in New York. Where? Where's it rushing to? I remember I once came back from Israel. I'd been there 2 or 3 years. I come from Manhattan. It's not something that. But I had to take care of something with somebody in Midtown. And I was kind of walking and I was kind of overwhelmed. I felt nebbish, kind of. And then I turned around and I said, let me look at every single person walking here. Is anybody here better than me? No. So who's the guy that's overwhelming me? Who am I afraid of? But we look around. Rabbi Levi came from Spain. Spain was the Stolz and it was majestic. Spain was an awesome country. Yerushalayim was a churban. But he said, you know what he said? He said, look at the diamonds that are here, but they're dead diamonds. Urayach v'tumayach are living stones. The Kohen Gadol gear, 12 little stones, but they light up. Each one lights up with the Dvar Hashem. And it's a theme that the Rabbi Levi was a man of the world. He wasn't a yeshivish batlin. He was a Spanish lord. And he said, it's majestic, but it's dead. It's one big mausoleum. The stone, the temples, the jewels, klum. There's no teichent it. It's all dead. And he said, one living splinter is worth more than all the majestic dead things. If a person looks around and says, is there somebody here that knows what he's working for? Where he's going to? What's the meaning of life? What are these tall buildings? They're awesome, but they're dead. There's nothing there. There's no teichent to it. And a person walks in a small dalet al dalet Yerushalayim, and a yid for 102 years is sitting there over Gemara, the same calm, with the same smile, with the same emes. And a person says, oh, I see something. We need to look twice. It says, Roi Ra'isi. The point of the story says also, Roi Ra'isi. Ata Roi Ria Achas, Vini Roi Ashnei Rios. We have to look at the world. Saying that we're great out of Batlon is not. I don't have a time in it. A person needs to walk in Manhattan and say, "Wow," and then look at himself and say, "What was that wow about? What was it about?" I mean, Muskel Rishon and Muskel Sheni are very important, and that's what Rabbi Levi says. He says, "Look at Shinner and look at Pastres. Look at this cities. He came from a place that had majestic courtyards and palaces and gardens and everything. And he said, but in all the diamonds and jewelry has a spark of Eir Hashem ever shone through it. And in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, the Urim V'Tumim, when a person seeks an answer, it lights up for him. To be mafchin between Chaim and Mavis is to develop a tshuka for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chaim is Eretz Yisrael because it lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkach is ongoing. And like the Kuzari says, we sense it when things are good and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia, tremendous Shefa. And we sense it when things are difficult and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls the plug. It's also a sense of Eretz Hashem. And as we read his majestic descriptions, we understand what he's driving at. It's a beauty of life, of Ave Neshamis, of B'makam, that you are Sheifich, Ruchachal, B'chirayach. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives, Kaviyachal. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspires divine life into a Bria. And that's what we're mishtoikik to. And sitting and being mishtoikik for it, and understanding how much we're missing it, maybe we'll be zeichet it, Be'ez Hashem. Zion halo is shali lishlei masirai do she shlei mech ve mi yasa dorai mi yam